No worries, we'll get it right the next time, you know. That's that Rafferty song, Jerry Rafferty. I'm not talking about salvation, you got to get that right. But when you go through the daily cycles, and it is a daily cycle, you know it is, because the woman has a cycle in her body and Mother Earth has cycles. They're telling you to your face. All the words reveal it all. But the distractions have kept, the noise and distractions have kept people from seeing the truth. The cycles of Mother Earth is to birth in the new creature day by day. Why do you think the Bible says be renewed in the spirit of your mind and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind? Day by day, you should be transforming your thinking, your stinking thinking, to correct thinking. Because the world is nothing but stinking thinking. And so tomorrow when you get up, let's say you made a mistake today. His mercies are new every day, right? So you get up tomorrow and you say, okay, I messed up. What did I do wrong? And why did I do that? And it could be business related. It could be communication related, it could be marriage related, it could be investing, it could be cleaning your house, it could be anything. Why did I not see that, you know? What am I doing wrong? Why does that keep happening? Why do I keep going through the same thing over and over? Where's my wrong thinking? But don't beat yourself up, because you'll get it right the next time. Now, if it's sin related, you got to get it right fast. Let's say somebody has an addiction with drinking or smoking or drugging or whatever. You need to get that right fast, because you're destroying your vessel. You're destroying your vessel. So you have to ask yourself, why am I drinking or smoking or whatever I'm doing? Why am I doing that when it's destructive? Why do you want to destroy yourself? Why are you trying to kill yourself, you know? Why are you not trying to build yourself up? Did you lose hope that you can build yourself up? Did you believe the doctor's lies that told you you needed this this Valium or Quaalude or whatever it is to fix your emotion? What I found out is a lot of times people are worried over something that ain't going to happen, or they're just worried because they're too lazy to get up and go to work, you know. Most people, the problem is they don't want to work. That's what I found. Which, you know, I don't blame them. Who wants to work? But you got to work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. If it's a married woman and the man works, is she working around the house? Is she diligent around the house? She could be selling on eBay or something. If she don't have any kids, she got to be doing something, doing some kind of work. Working at a nursing home or something. Got to be a nursing home there by your house. Always something to do to help somebody. It's all about service. So there it goes, service. If they need the money, they can work at a nursing home or something. If they don't need them, they can volunteer a couple of hours a day. Every time I do a rideshare session, I feel better. I notice when I help people, because there's a lot of people need to get home from work, need to go to work, need to go to the hospital, leave the hospital. You don't even know why you feel better, but after you do a few runs, you feel better because you're helping people. I don't like doing the runs at night anymore where you pick up the drunks, because that's really not helping anybody. That's hurting. Keeps them from getting a DWI, I'm sure, but it's all about service. How can I help you? Notice when you go to the job, they train you. How can I help you? How can I be of service? I mean, come on, they're training you right there. They're teaching you to smile even when you don't feel like it. How can I help you? What seems to be the problem? How can we fix that problem? Good morning. Thanks for visiting. Good to see you. I hope you enjoy your time here. I know it feels fake when you're doing it, but it's training you to start to not have it not be fake, but to be real. They're training you to be real with it, you know? Trying to see why my clock wasn't working. They're training you to be real. If you do it long enough, it'll become a part of you, right? You're getting paid to take up your cross. I mean, that's a powerful statement right there. You're getting paid to take up your cross daily. You're getting paid to zip the lip. You're getting paid to move your body around and exercise. Think about that. You're getting paid to learn a skill. If I had it to do over again, if I was younger, I'd be trying as many skills as I could, which I did that, but I mean, I'd be really trying to learn them. I mean, I was just taking jobs to make money, but as I look back, I was learning new skills and a lot of different skills, but I would have been learning that skill so well that I'd have had four or five trades that I could fall back on. I already got three, I guess, but if you have some trades you can fall back on, that the AI can't take away from you. So anyway, you get up every day and you messed up yesterday, you get it right today. Get it right the next time. That's part of the scourging, that's part of the sanctification, that's part of the spanking process, the discipline, the correction, the redirection, the exhortation. It's not always a bad thing, but it's a lot of times a good thing. Exhort. Exhort one another. Build up. Encourage. Strengthen. You know, sugar makes you weak, so why eat sugar? It makes you weak. You know it's the truth. There's just too many doctors talking about it. Sugar makes you weak, period. Sugar will kill you. Sugar gives diabetes. Sugar gives neuropathy. And sugar gives problems with the liver. You know that because alcohol turns to sugar. And then they have liver problems. Think about it. I really don't understand the alcoholic. They're doing a job they hate for money, then they get drunk just to deal with it every day. They're putting themselves under some kind of legalism about some situation when they can just walk away from it. And they hate their job they hate their life, that they have to drink and not think about it. It must be some kind of guilt thing they're dealing with. They're drinking themselves to death. They hate themselves, evidently. Giving themselves, they're gaining weight. They're messing up their liver, their whole body. They're killing themselves. It just doesn't add up. Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense. Zilch. If you hate your situation that bad and you're destroying your health, you're going to stay in the situation. You can't ever get out of it. Why not do what's right health-wise to get out of your situation? Instead of drinking, learn a new skill. Instead of going home getting drunk, go home and learn a programming language or something. Makes no sense. But even if you've done that for years, you can get it right the next time. Start tomorrow. Start today. Just start. Take baby steps, you know. Take some baby steps. How does the baby learn to walk? Takes baby steps. How do you get rid of an addiction? Take some baby steps. I have to take baby steps when it comes to cleaning the crib. I have to do baby steps. But I ain't worried about it too much. I'll get it right the next time. Get it right the next time. Anyway, that's enough. I've said my piece. For today.